So as you remember, we finished the different architectures of experiments last week, I forgot, maybe it was two weeks ago. What I wanted to do today is talk about problems in the laboratory. These are things that can go wrong when conducting experiments, and there are many reasons for that. These are most of all specific problems that are specific to environments where we conduct experiments. Laboratory can be any place where you conduct research, and these are specific types of problems, ones that put the validity of results in question. I'll talk for a while about observation as a one place where there can be problems. So, in general, our senses, observation of the results, our senses. Then problems related to selection of subjects and stimuli. And then subject experimental effects. So, if you remember, there are two fundamental problems in philosophy of science. The first problem is the problem of induction. After seeing 9,999 black ravens, can you say with certainty that there will be that all the ravens are black? You cannot, because you have not seen all the ravens, and the next raven you see may have a different color, can be white or pink or whatever. So, and the second problem that we are dealing with, very important problem that is unsolvable, is how can we trust that what we see is what really is happening? So how can we trust our tools, our senses, that we are seeing what we should see? Sometimes we are laughing at people a few hundred years ago only, people thought that the sun was going around the earth, or that the earth was flat. That was longer ago. But we are not really in a much better position. I think that people a few hundred years from now, they will be laughing at us that we had no idea what something was, how it was working. So we have to be very respectful to what people knew in the past, but also very humble in terms of what we know. We'll start with our senses. The most important of our senses is vision, so things that we see. Simple experiment that I saw many, many years ago, in 1980s, I took a course on physical aspects of sensual perception. And one of the things that, of course, belongs to senses is the sight. So what is this? Hard to figure out, I guess. Does this help? What I think is disturbing here is the color. I think that that black thing, black spot, should be a different color than the letters under. Maybe I should prepare an experiment like pictures like this. This experiment demonstrates very clearly that our perception of vision happens at a higher level of cognition than just the cells in our retina. The cells are giving some stimulus to the brain, but it's actually the brain that processes it. When we see the context, so we see the original signal plus noise, suddenly it's much easier to read, to see what we want. Here's another experiment that I've never conducted, but I tried, actually. The task is to say the color that you see, not the words, but the color. Can you do that? try to read the the color.
Green, blue, red, green, yellow, black, black, white, yellow, red.
Wow, that's very good. Very often we get confused with it. I get confused myself, even though I'm not a native English speaker. If we saw it in Polish, it would be maybe harder for you. It looks like a part of our brain tries to process the color. Another part of our brain insists on reading the words. Insists, and it's kind of fighting, struggling between the two. Perception. Can we really trust ourselves? So you may know those impossible figures. They were drawn by an artist. His last name is Escher. I'm not sure if he was Dutch or Swiss. I've heard it both ways. Could be the Dutch writing, but some people, I've heard that he was Swiss. You see, it's an impossible figure. Depending on which part of the figure you are looking at, things are okay, but then when you look at the top corner, for example, suddenly things become very, very funny. Here's another of those impossible figures. Parts of the figure look fun, normal, like this guy is walking up the stairs. But then you look here, and no, that's impossible. He was really a master in those impossible figures. Here's a figure like this. It's impossible. Doesn't exist. These are real things that are built, like monuments. Of course, they are impossible. So I think what they did here is probably they, with the painting, they simulated that making them impossible, because in reality they are possible, but painting them in a smart way made them look impossible. Here's another of those illusions. You see three beagles, I think, isn't it? Jamnik beagle.
Sausage dog.
What?
Sausage dog.
Sausage dog. I guess it's a popular name. Holding in their mouths impossible three-dimensional figures. Many, many illusions. Like if you look at this picture, the light is a little too strong maybe. Could be worse. It could be sunny. Could have been sunny. It seems like at the intersection of the black lines there are circles. Look here, for example. It looks like there is a circle in yellow. Of course, there's no circle here. It's just part of the line is painted yellow. Here, when you look at this, depending on what you focus on, you see dark, maybe not completely black, but dark dots at the intersection of the white lines. Here, well, I don't see that now. Maybe I should be closer. When I look at the screen, I do see it. Oh, on the screen it's very visible. I see black dots in different places of the intersection, depending on what I look at. The same here, just the color of the dots is different. It's brown. This is a funny thing. Look at those areas, A and B. Which of them is darker?
None of them are the same.
They're the same. They are the same, which is very, very interesting. They are the same. Why are we... What I did is I cut digitally that piece and that piece. I'm showing it right here. And they are identical. What happens is, you see, this is showing like a natural situation, a shadow. So you expect this to be a little darker. Also, it's in a place where it's supposed to be lighter. But they are actually the same color. Incredible. The same picture, the same idea, not very well visible. It's much better, easier to see on the screen. This one and this are the same color. This is easy to test. Just use your finger to put in the middle. Use one eye. You see that the top and the bottom is the same color. Is it? Well, it depends which eye I look at. But the top here and the bottom here is the same color. The same here. Of course, not the edges. The edges here are darker, here they are lighter. But around B and around A is the same color. You can test it easily also by covering the middle part. Here is something that that shows us that we are very different. We all are very different as humans. This is a picture that some people see as a dress that is blue and black. Other people see it as gold and white. I wonder what you see, and it may be not a very good quality projection here.
I remember.
You don't remember?
Or you? I remember.
You remember this picture, yes.
It depends on how you interpret the shadows and lights. Because mm-hmm. I could see both if I crop the image. I could see blue and black. Mm-hmm. But if I focus on the light behind, I could also see that it could be gold and white.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but apparently there are two types of people here. Some people see one.
I could see both.
You can see both. That can happen also.
I can see it different entirely.
You see both also?
I'm seeing purple and black.
Black and blue, yes?
Purple
and black.
Yeah, with this projector, I think it's...
Maybe this is the projector, maybe. Anyway, not only we have systematic illusions as humans, but we are also different. That's an interesting thing. There are many, many figures that are essentially showing movements. If you look at it, it looks like there is some motion here. We are complete, so maybe I should stop recording. I'll put just part of the recording on the web.